Jeremy Baldwin here, host of the Roots Music Project. If you just tuned in today on the show, we have Corn Daddy, great band from right here in our area, in the studio. They've made it in early. Welcome, guys. How you doing?
Thank you very much.
Hi.
Good to be here.
Thanks for coming in early, getting up, and making it to the studio. We're going to talk about your big show coming up at the Arc on the 16th of August, right, and your new CD. And about the band, but maybe for those people who haven't heard Corn Daddy before, could you play us a little tune here?
I think we can.
All right. Here is Corn Daddy on the Roots Music Project.
We are landfill mountain boys. We need your adulation. Got our straps and plug-in toys. Too much information. We are the landfill mountain crew. Never know where we'll be next. Got a charge from the baby boom. Crossed off by Generation X. Landfill mountain boys.
Seemed fitting following up the Dirt Daubers with that.
That is Corn Daddy here on the Roots Music Project, live in the studio. Well, it's at least the Corn Daddy acoustic trio, maybe.
Indeed.
Judd, could you introduce the band that you have today?
Happy to. I'm Judd Branham, and we have Kevin Brown on guitar and vocals.
Hey.
And we have Jerry Hancock playing the bass.
Right.
And we are missing our beloved drummer, Hugh Huntley, who's not with us today because we didn't have anywhere to put his drum kit.
So stripped down today in the studio. But they have a big show coming up at the Arc where I assume you will have the whole band, and that's the 16th of August.
Yes, we will have the full band plus. We're going to have special guests galore, a former band member who helped us write one of the songs on a new record. Will Stewart's going to play with us, our producer and banjo.
We still talk to that guy, huh?
We still talk to Will Stewart all we can, just to see what he knows. And Jim Roll's going to play with us. We're going to have horn section with us, and so we're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of people coming and going, keeping everybody's eyes off us as much as possible.
Friday night at the Arc, August 16th, coming up. Now, you guys have been playing music around this area for quite a while in different combinations.
Have.
Yeah,
like
but it's
years.
16 years for the band.
Time flies.
And I know you guys. I've seen you guys play with other bands and do all kinds of special projects, but it has been kind of a while from the last recording, right?
Indeed, we had about a 10-year gap there, so the songs are definitely well seasoned at this point. some of them are quite new, and some of them are quite experienced.
All right, so tell me about the recording. Well, tell me about the new CD and the recording of it, and
sure,
how that came
about. We worked with Jim Roll over at Backseat Productions, and it's actually an LP and a CD. It's the first time we printed vinyl, and we have a limited edition of 300 LPs as well as the CDs. And but it was fun. We went in initially when we didn't have a drummer in the band full time. So my son Judd Branham IV, who is a jazz drummer at Michigan State, he's
really?
A music major, and he played on about half the songs. And then, as is our wont, we didn't work on it for a year or two, and then Hugh joined the band, and then he played drums on the last half of the record. But it was fun because we brought in horns, we brought in Patrick Little to play Hammond organ with us, and so we added a lot of textures and a lot of sounds to the mix than we'd had before.
And you're actually going to get to hear some of that anyway live when you guys play next week.
Yes, sir.
At the Arc, so that's going to be cool. So the CD is called Heart of the Matter, right?
Indeed.
And there is a song called Heart of the Matter, and if I'm not mistaken, that's one that you co-wrote with Will Stewart.
That's correct.
The infamous Will Stewart. Well, I think I want to give people a chance to hear what the CD sounds like, maybe, Heart of the Matter, and maybe we'll play the title track, Heart of the Matter, from Corn Daddy. Matt, could
Fantastic.
You cue that up there? All right, here's Corn Daddy, Heart of the Matter.
I'm in. I don't know what I'm trying to win. Don't even know where this is supposed to begin. But I'm trying to get right back to the heart of the matter again. I don't care what you think about me. That's what I'd like to have you believe. Be as free as the birds in the trees. If I could only get right back to the heart of the matter again. If I could only get right back to the heart of the matter again. Oh, what are we trying? Said I'm trying to
Heart of the Matter by Corn Daddy from their brand new CD. That's the title track just out, and we are lucky enough to have Corn Daddy here in the studios at 89.1 WEMU. Guys, that sounded good. I've listened to the whole CD, all of it. It's a nice production and a nice recording. And you said Jim Roll was recorded at his place?
Was the man. He was the engineer slash co-producer on it, basically. He did a lot more than engineer.
He's really become kind of the local go-to guy.
He's recorded a lot of good stuff. He's kind of the Svengali, and he has great gear.
Yeah. And a great artist himself, actually. So that's Heart of the Matter. That's from the new CD. There's going to be, this is kind of like a CD release party at the Arc, I would say.
Indeed.
Right?
Yeah. It's a CD release
Friday, party. This coming up, Friday, August 16th. And I wanted to ask you about some of the songs and about your songwriting, but I actually wanted to go back to the first song that you guys played live. Now, is that kind of like your Sgt. Pepper or like, you know?
Exactly. we were just in a mood. We had a gig for the circus in Ann Arbor, and it was for Bluegrass Night. So I thought, well, we need a special bluegrass song for Bluegrass Night. And of course, we do play some bluegrass. So for some reason, that song occurred, and Judd and I fleshed it out.
It harkens back to an earlier song called Landfill Mountain on our first CD. It talks about a guy who lives across the road from Mount Trashmore and tells his story.
Yeah.
So then we became the Landfill Mountain Boys.
In the land of the flat Midwest, it seems like the only mountains are landfill mountains.
Yeah,
so
the highest point in the area
will be the landfill. We'll be the Landfill Mountain Boys.
During one small identity crisis, we actually played at Mittenfest as the Landfill Mountain Boys.
so
it's kind of our musical alter ego. Yeah, exactly.
We got past that, though.
So they're not, the Landfill Mountain Boys are not going to make an appearance on Friday? They're not going to sneak in and play a song?
Maybe in song form only. Yeah, they're not on the bill.
Well, I know you guys have, because I've seen you play, and I've seen you play all kinds of special shows and covers, and I imagine your record collections are fairly large. So why don't you let people know and let me know who your songwriting influences might be, how you got started interested in writing songs and all that.
Great, certainly. Basically, there have been numerous iterations of the country rock scare down through the decades, from the actual country rock of the 70s through the college rock of the 80s through the alt country of the 90s, which is when we got started, and now it's Americana. And so it just keeps cycling around because the music is just too good to keep it down, whether it's popular at the moment or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, between sort of that whole cycle and then some of the rock classics, Lennon, McCartney, and Jagger, Richards, that sort of led us into a lot of our songwriting. And we do basically, we team on a lot of the songs and help each other write and write different parts in each other's songs so that,
Kevin and
I do.
Yeah. And it all sort of fits together, too. It's not like, so we love the country rock thing. We love regular rock, and it doesn't seem different to do one day and something like the other.
We've recently been trying to work Thelonious Monk lines into some of our songs. It works really well.
And if you look at like bands you think of as rock bands, like the Rolling Stones or something, they all had their country side. Songs that they recorded or entire albums or whatever.
Right.
They always would go
Led Zeppelin 3.
Yeah, Zeppelin.
That's a great country album.
a lot of incredible acoustic stuff. Yeah. You guys listen to all that now. Now there's all these bands that, I might argue that they're kind of add a banjo to it and it becomes Americana or something like that.
That's a new trend.
Yeah, and
it's a plaid hat.
Yeah, exactly. But I guess that's a good thing. Anything to get the banjo out there is probably good.
Banjo always sounds good. That's
true. Do you guys want to play another tune for us here live?
We would love to.
Here's Corn Daddy one more time.
This song is kind of a missive to everyone out there that If you want to get something done, you should do it yourself. The radio plays a song that just don't sound right. It's too auto-tuned. It's all compressed and it's way too bright. Grab a guitar, a couple friends who feel the same. Open your mouth. Be surprised what you gotta say when you do it yourself. Don't wait for anyone to show you how. Make it your own. You know the time is always now. You got to do it yourself. It's up to you to decide when you do it yourself. You tell the world it's just right.
it's just right. When it's just right. The food on your shelf, it's mysterious and modified. Makes you feel strange. Don't have a clue what might be inside. Walk out in your yard, pick up a seed into your own hand. Just let it fly. Find some food you can understand. When you do it yourself, don't wait for anyone to show you how. Make it your own. The time is always now. You got to do it yourself. It's up to you to decide. When you do it yourself, you tell the world it's just right. Say it's just right. And it's bastardized. It's hard to care. Feels like they've bought off every side. You can still make a stand. You know it's gonna be a rocky ride. Just get up and say, this space is occupied. You gotta do it yourself. Time is always now. You got to do it yourself. It's up to you to decide. When you do it yourself, you tell the world when it's just right. When it's just right. When you do it yourself.
Corn Daddy here on the Roots Music Project, live in the studio, acoustic. It really sounds good, guys. And
thank you so much.
That's kind of, I guess, what we're talking about. Do it, you know, this music
yourself.
Comes in
exactly.
And out, you know, yeah. And sometimes if you're not hearing what you want to hear, better write a
you
song.
Sit down and write it yourself. Exactly. I'm involved with a group called Think Local First in Washtenaw County, and that's kind of what we want people to do is think local first.
Yeah, I like that. It sounds really good. And a nice slide guitar
by Kevin.
It really sounded nice. Well, you know, thinking about that song and what we were talking about, it seems to me that you guys have really seen these scenes come and go and movements, so-called movements come and go.
We've been passed over by several of them.
Left in the dust. But you're still standing and still recording and playing. But, I mean, it does seem to me that right now we're starting to have a lot of good music, a lot of young people, younger bands coming out, you know, in our exclusive area, you know, Washtenaw County, but certainly the rest of the state, too, up north and out. To the
for
western
sure.
side.
Lots of interest in acoustic music and in rootsy music. It's fantastic.
It's funny how roots music just can't die.
You know? No.
They just can't, it doesn't quite go away. It always kind of sneaks back in there.
That's
one
of the
great boost for us in the last 3 years has been the Water Hill Music Festival.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is
right.
Just as local as something can possibly be. Literally, neighbors just
play
in
your
yard.
Porch, right? Yeah.
And we've gotten really good response, big crowds for that, and it's been like a breath of fresh air for us and a boost of energy. And so it's those sorts of things. There's also, we have a smaller event like that we call the Musicale in our neighborhood where everybody gets together and plays music for each other, are the lifeblood of this kind of music and things that people need to be doing.
Taking it back to the most basic form. Good
thing.
You got to keep that in mind. So if people want to find out more about you guys and the record and where to see you guys besides next week at the Arc on Friday, how might they do that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We do have a Facebook page, facebook.com/corndaddy. We have a website, corndaddy.com. The ARC show is on the ARC's website as well, and there's ticket sales right through that. And So that's pretty much it. Or they can just, you know, look me up in the phone book.
No,
I don't have a terrific story about it. It was initially we were going to be called Slackjaw, based off of Cletus the Slackjawed Yokel from The Simpsons, because that was amusing to us. And then we realized there was a touring act out of Cleveland that was called Slackjaw at the time. So
yeah.
We said, well, we better get off of that one. So then we just started. Three of us were working at the Ann Arbor News at the time, and we had a little instant messaging system, and we just started throwing band names at each other. And at some point, the one Corn Daddy came up, and we all said, yeah.
And that's it.
That makes
sense. And now you have
now
to live with
that.
Now
we're kind of like Slobberbone and the Flying Burrito Brothers and the pantheon of strange country rock bands.
All right. So don't forget, you can see Corn Daddy this Friday at the Ark in Ann Arbor. That's the 16th. Can I coax another live one out of you guys?
Certainly.
Wow. All right. Here's Corn Daddy.
That was quick.
Kansas City, Mississippi.
Sure.
This is a song about one of those guys you meet in a bar that no matter what story you tell him, he's always got a topper for it.
Kansas City, Mississippi, way down in Tennessee, could tell a crazy story, one you never would believe. Kansas City, Mississippi, near the California line, telling big tall tales, have a drink and tell a lie. Said he traveled with the circus, played piano on the road, claimed he'd done some time in prison, he'd make it up as he would go. I had a crap shooting uncle, was an orphan too. His mouth did all at his crapshoot, 'cause not a word of it was true. Kansas City, Mississippi, way down in Tennessee, you could tell a crazy story, one you never would believe. Kansas City, Mississippi, near the California vine, telling big tall tales, have a drink and tell why.
Kim Brown on guitar. Now sometimes he'd get in trouble,
ooh, why?
Telling stories in some bar. Once he ticked off his huge biker,
no, no,
had to run out to his car.
You better run, you better run.
But you know we kinda liked him.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I guess that you could say, all those lies are entertaining in a stupid kind of way.
Kansas City, Mississippi, it's way down in Tennessee. Tell a crazy story, one you never would believe. Kansas City, Mississippi, it's near the California line. Telling big tall tales, have a drink and tell a lie. It's telling big tall tales, have a drink and tell a lie.
City, Mississippi, huh? Good. Corn Daddy here on the Roots Music Project, or I should call them the Corn Daddy acoustic version here, playing live for you on the radio. I want to thank you guys again for coming out. This has been so nice. I did want to ask you before you take off into the sunset, getting ready for the ARC show next Friday the 16th. So you got the new record. You got this big show, local show happening on Friday. Any other big plans for the fall, winter, working on the musical or something?
The musical, yeah, right. The musical. Actually, we're just getting started with writing some new material. You know, it's one of those things, that the joy of getting a record done is that you kind of get those songs out of your system and you're ready to move on to some new ones. And so writing some songs. We're playing a few shows around town. And we're playing actually Saturday at the Wolverine Brewing Company, the night after our Friday night show.
It's a good place to see music.
We play there regularly and love that place. And, you know, we play festivals and different things, but really pretty much the ARC is our big focus right now. And if we can get through that and survive, then we'll be happy.
Fantastic. Well, we got a little more time here, and I don't know if your fingers are too tired yet. I know you got...
Kevin, you better take us out with
one last song. All right. One more from Corn Daddy here live on the Roots Music Project.
Hero Forever?
Sure. Another one from the new record.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Preconceptions go, and you feel better. Love what you know, and you feel better. Well, you've been chasing that lone star. This is the Midwest boy, better know where you are. Players make their play, they never hide their love away. Tell me what you see, and put your best to be in a song. Don't take long, don't take long. Record collection, he threw them all in the pool. I say that's a good direction. We've got to get ourselves together.
Thanks again, guys. Boy, it really sounded great. It was
thanks
a treat.
For having us.
Treat
thanks
having
so much
you
for
here.
Having us,
yeah,
appreciate
we'll do it again sometime, I hope. That's Corn Daddy, Judd, Kevin, and Jerry from Corn Daddy. Don't forget to see them at the ARC coming up on Friday, August 16th.